Both of the lawsuits note that the current congressional districts are unconstitutional because they're not equal in size and don't account for population changes over the last decade. The state legislature has been charged with redrawing the map to coincide with the latest census, but reached an impasse in the final days of the legislative session. Lawmakers bitterly fought over rival maps. Tom Morris is an attorney with the nonpartisan Office of Legislative Legal Services. He says redistricting is notoriously heated.
It's a very difficult thing, and I think that there were, you know, clearly Democratic plans and Republican plans right from the very beginning, and they were pretty far apart. It was difficult for them, particularly given the time constraints, to find the time in a way to get to a compromise.
Now that it's in the hands of the court, Morris says it will have several options going forward. For instance, a judge could draw a separate map, ask the parties to submit proposals, or even tell the state legislature to go back and try again.
Just the fact that the speaker and the president and maybe even the governors think that a special session wouldn't accomplish anything doesn't mean that the court is going to agree with them on that point.
The respective Republican and Democratic lawsuits asked the court to look at several of the same factors when deciding on a congressional map. But the parties differ on one key point. Democrats want the judge to consider competitiveness. Republicans don't. Ryan Call is the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party.
Well, the problem with elevating competitiveness as the most important criteria that you're after is that by necessity, then, you have to ignore those traditional factors,
which include keeping cities, counties, and communities of interest together and minimizing changes to the current congressional boundaries. Call says competitive districts may divide important populations.
People live together generally in communities because they have similar interests or similar challenges or similar viewpoints. And if what you're trying to do is jerry-rig a political outcome, that's why you saw maps like the Democrats were proposing that put Boulder in the same district as Grand Junction.
But Democrats stand behind the idea of competitive districts.
I think as many competitive districts as we can out of the seven is really what we need.
That's Rick Palacio. He's the state Democratic Party chairman. He says voters don't want to elect Congress members for life.
When you have competitive congressional districts, that's when you have representatives that are accountable to the constituency.
And while competitiveness isn't included in state law as part of the criteria, the court did consider it 10 years ago when Colorado gained the 7th congressional district. Legislative Counsel's Tom Morris says ultimately the court will have a lot of discretion.
It is very much a subjective issue.
Morris says it's anyone's guess how the parties will fare in court and which side will come out a winner under the new map. He says Democrats did seem happier to go to court than Republicans. A trial is not likely until the fall, and more parties are expected to join the lawsuits. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.